Welcome to the Croft and Warrior Podcast. Marching season is upon us. That's marching band for all the confused. Crofton has had a very successful marching band over the years. I would say most of that success can be attributed to our incredible director, Mrs. Leader, who's in the first interview today. This year's marching show, with the theme Light Up the Night, includes three popular songs, Firework, Counting Stars, and A Sky Full of Stars. Get it? Light Up the Night. The band has worked day in and day out to perfect these songs both musically and on the field. It started this year at band camp in early August, and they have done nothing but improve from there. You can catch them at their final competition of the year in Omaha, state marching on October 19th. This first interview, as I mentioned, is with the wonderful Mrs. Leader, along with our quads player, Sophia. The second interview is with two band seniors, Grant and Cameron, and then also Baby Tar is in that one. And I'm sure he just learned a lot. So, thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the episode. Hello. Welcome to the podcast. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Sophia Wortman.
I'm Ashley Leader.
Yay! So, let's talk about band. I think I have questions written down, but I don't have my iPad with me, so we're just going to go for it.
We're winging it. Sounds like it. A true band style.
Sounds like marching band. It'll be fine.
We'll figure it out.
I have you because, obviously, I kind of need you to talk about marching band, and then you're just kind of a buffer.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
you're
it.
Here because we need somebody else to also talk because we need another viewpoint. Because if Leader says something that's absolutely crazy and that students would hate, which would never happen, then you can say no.
Alrighty.
She doesn't know how to say no.
That's true.
That's fine. Anywho, so, first off, marching season's happening.
Woo!
Let's go! I'm not quite sure when this episode will come out, but as of recording this, Harvest of Harmony's tomorrow. We've already had Pierce, Harvest of Harmonies tomorrow, and then
Yankton,
then State.
Yes.
Yes. How do you feel about the switch from going to, from the Dakota Dome, from up there, to going to State?
I'm stoked. I'm excited. It'll be nice to compete against someone instead of be like, hey, you won this nice trophy for not, you know,
for being the only one.
For being the one that showed up. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it is a state. I mean, NSBA sponsors it. So, and we have to beat some good bands if we want to win. So we can't just stop working either. And I think that'll be what we have to concentrate on in the next 2 weeks is just because, you know, you won one, then, you know, we go against our rival on the 12th in the same class. And then we still have to go to Omaha, and so I think the transition I think is positive for our program instead of just, you know, we get to go perform this weekend, we don't really need to fix anything in it, and that's we got to make progress in that time.
Mm-hmm. What are things that you think that we have started doing really well, and what do you think are things that we really need to do better to really compete at that level?
To win at state, so right now, things that are happening that are, you know, everybody knows where we're supposed to go. Our music score is higher than it has been, so I'm pleased with that. We have to clean the fundamentals up before we can win. If people are missing step-offs or following, everybody has to be individually accountable. And right now, we don't each have that individual accountability. We're still relying on the team part of some of it, where it should be individual.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. Mm-hmm. Sophie.
Yeah?
Oh, no. I'm going to direct a question towards you.
Oh, no.
Because you're big old quads now, and you have not been that for a while. Last year, were you cymbals?
Mm-hmm. Freshman year and sophomore year.
Yeah. So how does it feel? First off, how does it feel graduating to there, and then also what different responsibilities do you have as, I guess, second in percussion section, but what different things are there that you have to look out for now that you didn't have to before?
Back issues.
That's it.
My back mostly. I've been doing a lot of stretches and like core stuff, so that's helped a lot out with it. Also, like, something I didn't expect, crabbing is so hard with quads, and like, you have to get somewhere really fast, and you have to take bigger steps, and you're like trying to go, and you're like wobbling, but you can't wobble. It's so much harder. Yeah, I like it though.
Same exact question, from a leadership stance.
Oh, okay. my bad. Mostly keeping the bass drums in line. You're closer to them, basically, and so I have to go off of like Sammy and Addy, and then I have to kind of like look back and make sure they're in line and that stuff. Which I don't really mind doing that, I guess. They do get a little wonky sometimes, so you kind of have to yell at them.
Hey, they're all freshmen.
They're doing good for freshmen, though. Yeah. Yeah. I think the bass drums are doing good for freshmen, though.
You doing good for freshmen?
Yeah.
I mean, coming into this year, we graduated a big class. And you welcomed in a big class, and there we knew there was going to be growing pains in that section, and I, shoot, Fred hit it on Wednesday, you know. So there's we've really looked at some of those things and tried to fix it. Is it perfect yet? Absolutely not. But if we peak now, it's not going to happen when we need to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are things that with this class you mentioned the. Big old class leaving and big class coming in. What are things that are, do you think are special about this class? Are there things that are special about this class? Because you've been here for some years.
Hey, now you're 15. I'm not that old. So like, you mean like what's special about this group of kids?
Yeah. What's special about this group of kids?
You know, during camp, I even commented quite a bit, you know, just the cohesiveness of this group. Like, sometimes you get very strong personalities and then kids that are, you know, here but, like, don't want the leadership. And, like, this is a good rounded group. Like, there's enough leadership. Nobody feels like they're being bossy, but not so much leadership that it's like, ah! You know what I mean? So I like that about this group. And what I've really enjoyed the last week is watching some of the underclassmen coming up and like talking, just watching those younger kids come in and talk to each other and have a conversation about what they need to fix, and then you've seen it actually get fixed. And that has not happened the past few years, where it's a conversation. And I've really watched those relationships develop on like the last week and a half. People got comfortable again, and that's been fun to watch the growth and the personalities and the communication and with their relationships with each other.
Look at us.
Wow.
Look at that. We're doing
one
great.
Big happy family.
One big happy family.
I don't know about that every day. But, you know, any day that's not Monday or 3:15 in the morning, probably.
That's valid.
Yeah. Tomorrow would be a struggle.
Yeah. That's all right. We can do it. We've done it before.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah. So, okay. I have a question that I have. Okay. I have heard many, many times you have said things somewhat akin to, I have known what group we're going to have in what year. I've been, like, watching you since you're fifth graders. I know who's going to be in what show and how this show is going to be.
Yeah.
Sort of.
A general idea, yeah.
General idea. How does that work? Do you look at a fifth grade class and, like, know who's going to really do stuff, who's going to really work hard, and what's going to happen? Are there, what do you do when there's, you don't account for, like, oh, this person really stepped up and really...
Well, that's a bonus.
That is a bonus.
That's a bonus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when kids are young, I mean, you're building a program. So every time you go out and recruit, you're building something not just for that year. You're building it for the next 8 years. And so, like, I'm the only teacher other than Mrs. Kleinschmidt that teaches their whole program all the way. So, yeah, I'm already looking at... Okay, yeah, I can figure we're going to have a down year or we're going to have a really great year. Now, am I wrong? Oh, yeah. And it usually, my husband will tell you, you said that, but you look at how wrong you were. You know, and yeah, I've been wrong before, but if I'm wrong, that's usually a bonus, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So it's very rare that I'll be like, this band is going to be awesome. And then I'm like...
No, they're not.
Yeah. You know, and if they aren't awesome, something usually happened that, you know, I don't know. Maybe we had a global pandemic. Someone got a global pandemic. Or, you know, I don't know. Someone was sick, you know, or something like that. That happens that way. But yeah, I typically know, okay, this is going to be a really good, strong year. This is a year that we can do this type of show. Or these kids are really into this type of music. And you want to pick a music that appeals to the students. Otherwise, I'm going to show that appeals to them. Otherwise, you just lose them. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know. You get sick of the music, too. So, like, there are certain shows, like, I can't watch those movies anymore because I don't want to hear the music anymore. You know, like, those kinds of things. You hear that many times. You know, or that comes on the radio and you're like, oh, that was a really good show. I really enjoyed that. Or, doom, no, we're done. You
can't
know?
Listen to Queen anymore?
No.
Really?
That's okay. No, I liked that show, so that was good. But The Greatest Showman is not my favorite movie anymore.
Really?
That was a great show, right? An awesome show. But the music, I'm like, I've heard it, you know, been there, done that. Yeah.
I guess so. So, to build off what you said about knowing kids for 8 years and how things are, you know, and saying that you've been wrong at times. Is this year a bonus? Can this year be a bonus?
Well, I would have told you last year at the end of the year that it's a down year. And I will tell you that next year is going to be an up year. Like, you know, but knowing that there's going to go work into it, right? I would say right now we're at a bonus. Are we a little bit further behind in some of the things than I would like to be? Like, do we still have people out of step? Absolutely. Are there things that need to be fixed? Absolutely. Did we start the season with 2 weeks of practicing in rain? You know, our first performance was a competition? Never had that happen. Would I say it's a bonus right now? Yes.
With the caveat.
But it's not there yet. We're not done. And that's important that as we go through the next 3 weeks, that we need to remember we're not done. And keep going, because I won't answer that question in full until
I respect that.
Walked off the field at state, and then I'll tell you if I thought it was a bonus year or it was a down year.
Yeah. Good answer.
Thanks.
way to not answer the question.
You should be a politician.
I appreciate that. That's good. That's impressive. That's a talent. I can't do that. Sophie, what do you think we're doing? How do you think we're doing?
I think we're doing pretty good. I don't know. I think compared to, like, at the start of the year when we started, we're a lot better, especially since, like, 2 weeks ago. If you told me that...
Quit popping balloons, my goodness.
Anyways, but, like, 2 weeks ago, if you were told me that, you know, I did not close the gap as much as I did on, like, Hudson or Addy, then I would be like, no, I always do that. What are you talking about? But now I'm like, I feel like I'm doing better than that. But overall, the team... Like Fred, the other day at Pierce, I was like, yeah, Fred, keep in step. But yeah.
Those are the things that make it marching band special. You know, we hound it and we hound it. And sometimes kids and people can get it the first time and they're capable of getting it the first time. But the real reward is the thing that you worked on 40 million times. And then someone actually hits it. Like, that's what brings the joy. If you just do it right away, was it hard enough? Was it good enough? Was the drill good enough? Was the music good enough? Or is this way too easy? Then why are we doing it?
Yeah. Wise words. Well, I think that's our 10 minutes, roughly.
Hey, 10 minutes. Go Marching Man.
Go Marching Man.
Yay.
Hooray. Well, thank you for podcasting.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Grant, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Grant.
Are you a senior?
I'm a senior.
What instrument do you play?
I play the trombone.
Would you like to say your name and grade and instrument, ma'am?
I'm Cameron. I'm a senior, and I play the clarinet.
Yeah, and we also have one very non-educated.
Not at all.
Not non-educated, but in the sense of band, you're very non-educated.
Yes.
Baby Tar.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. Is this your first time on the podcast?
Second. I was on for one act.
You were on one act.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys did a one act without me?
Yeah, we did a one act episode a while ago. We did it at several minutes.
Yeah, I do one this season now.
We might do one this season. Probably. We will sometime. Hey, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. How's it going, fellas?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
How's marching season going, would you guys say?
Very good, actually.
Okay. I don't want to hear it. From you two, specifically, how's marching season going?
I mean, not bad. I feel like it's pretty regular.
Regular?
Like, normal. I mean, there's some things that are not great, but it's not horrible.
Grant?
Yeah, that is true.
Piggyback on that? Not horrible. Explain the not horrible.
I mean, we did keep our streak at Pierce, which was shocking. We did not think that would happen.
Did we really not?
I didn't, at least.
I thought we would.
I didn't. Maybe it's just because I was out half the season.
Oh, that's
true. Or the beginning.
Yeah, I forgot about that. How's it go? Okay, question about that. What's that experience? Did you just, like, spend... For all of the listeners who didn't know, Cameron snapped her leg in half. What did you do?
Pretty much. If you look at the x-rays, it's actually, like, in half.
What did you do?
In volleyball, I fell on another girl's foot.
Oh.
And I broke. As one does.
As one does.
Yeah, I broke my fibula. The sticky outie bone, as Leader likes to call it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it still there, then?
Yeah. It sticks out a lot more than normal.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, fun.
Yeah.
So you missed the first, like, whole bunch of the season. You were there during band camp, though.
I was there during band camp, and then after that, I wasn't. Because it was the first week of school.
Oh, okay. So first week of school. And then until, like, last week, you weren't marching. Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So were you, like, behind on stuff?
Yeah, what's that experience like?
Yeah, it was kind of rough. Because, like, and during band camp, we only learned, like, the first song and half of the second. So, didn't learn the second half of the second song and the third. Well, I walked through the third song with you guys.
Oh?
I just lightly
walked. You were there.
Walked.
You just
I was
weren't
there.
There.
I just, yeah.
You were just sitting in the back of the truck playing.
Yeah.
As it was.
That was awkward. Yeah.
I don't know if she walked through. I think it was probably more of a hobble.
She hobbled through?
Yeah.
Marching band is interesting. Marching band is just doing something, but making it look like you're supposed to be doing that thing.
Which you guys do a fascinating job, let me say.
Thank you. I appreciate it, fella.
It's wonderful.
But you all do something, and you have to do it, like, all at the same time in the same way. Very much like being together in a way.
I can see how this gets
aggravating. It's like synchronized swimming.
But on a field.
But on a field.
With instruments.
While playing instruments, yeah. And not being able to breathe half the time.
You can't really do that underwater either.
You're right. You cannot breathe when it's underwater synchronized swimming. I appreciate that clarification. That's a good point. No, but marching band's a lot harder than people think it is.
I would. It looks hard.
Yeah, I would say it is.
It looks like straight up stuff out of the military, but with instruments.
A good amount of what marching band like.
I mean, it's
discipline
in the name, marching.
Is related to the army.
During band camp, Jack and I call Leader drill sergeant.
We do call her drill sergeant.
Sounds about right.
But it's very much, and that kind of makes me angry when people don't do it, but it's very much based on, like,
that's when you make them run.
You don't move. Leader calls you to attention. You stand straight, feet together.
Mm-hmm.
You stand straight up holding your instrument. You don't move. You do not scratch
you
your
talk,
ear.
You
what's
you
I want to hear
talk.
What the punishments are.
You don't do anything. The punishments?
Yes, the punishments for
to the trees.
Running to the trees is what it normally is.
Doesn't seem too bad.
Which, well, it's so you know where the practice field is?
Yeah.
We're practicing on there.
Mm-hmm.
Running to the trees that are south. You know those trees that are
oh,
on the south
gotcha.
Side?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You dead sprint to those and then dead sprint back and then well, you pick
but,
off
yeah.
a part of the tree. And then dead sprint back and throw it at leader, essentially, to prove that you went to the trees. And if you didn't pick something off, you have to run back.
In a sense, that seems fun to watch.
I don't remember.
It's fun to watch.
Okay, knock on wood, I don't remember the last time I ever ran to the trees.
Knock on wood, I have not run to the trees this year.
I've never ran to the trees.
You
as
have
a matter
never.
Of fact.
I feel like leader's gotten a lot softer.
I think
on
she
that.
Has.
Yeah.
People don't run to the trees nearly as much.
Because, like, our freshman and sophomore years, people ran to the trees
yeah,
a lot
I feel like we
more.
Ran a lot.
Maybe we need to make people run more.
Do you think that's, like, making people lack the discipline factor of it?
Kind of. When they do, you make them run. That's kind of the, like, you need to fix this right now. it's not like, oh, you messed a little thing up right now. It's like, oh, you messed this thing up for the fourth time after we told you to knock it off and to fix that. Run to the trees.
It's like a big boy punishment.
It's like a big boy punishment in a way. Sort of.
I get that.
Other than a stern scolding.
Yeah, it's in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I've met Leader in the hallways, and every time she seems like a nice lady.
She is a very nice lady, I would
say. She is rather kind. Other than when you make her mad.
When you make her mad, she does her job.
Which I haven't really seen her in the hallways as recently.
That's because it's marching season. You don't see Leader anywhere. It's marching season. She's gone.
She's in the walls. Busy with everything.
She's in the walls. She's in the walls writing different drill.
Yeah.
And, like, figuring out some sort of locker tiling.
Figure out how to make us better.
Figure out how to make us better.
Now
and
she's just listening to
commentary.
Just, what if she just made you guys march through the hallways?
That.
I feel like that's a punishment that she would make us do.
As like a team punishment, if she's listening to this, team punishment, make everyone march through the hallways for the whole day.
Jesus.
I feel like if it was raining and she scheduled a parade march, she might make us march
the hallways. I feel like we would march like in the not in the gym. I don't know.
We might do that. The gym. I feel like it could be big enough, right?
March circles in the gym and just go corners.
Field.
Well,
yeah. So we're normally on the practice football field. Mm-hmm. When we can't use the football field, like if it's raining, we'll just do it in the gym. And you can imagine how much more difficult it is.
I feel like it's going to be a lot more enclosed, so it's a lot more chaotic.
It's a lot more, but then there's also not, like, yard lines.
Oh, yeah.
So you barely know where
you're. So you have to march to form.
March to form. Not a spot on the field. March to form. Which is halfway. I'll do it for you. Marching to form, it's good in spirit. But it's mostly true, you know? When there's no yard lines, it's very difficult to do. But keeping four off of somebody, you know? There's a system in marching band to fill in everybody and you. There's a system of, like, spacing, essentially, to be four steps off of somebody.
Okay.
So I don't even know how far one step is. Probably like a foot and a half.
It's like your normal step.
8 to 5 step in marching band language.
8 steps is like 5 yards.
8 steps is 5. 4 steps is 5 yards.
No.
Whoa. Taking some pretty big steps there.
Usually it's 8 to 5.
8 steps is 5 yards.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Either way.
That's what we do in the box drill.
You mark off. Yeah. You mark off people and it's. When we're learning it, it's like, oh, I'm 4 steps behind this person. Or if you look at our parade block, it's 4 off.
That sounded so much weirder than it actually was.
Supposed to be 4 off.
Okay.
So we have a space that's specifically 4 steps. Let me mark off 4 steps.
So he just took off his headset to show us what 4 steps looks like.
4 steps away from Cameron is...
Respectfully.
That's a large four steps.
This is probably 4 steps.
I would say about there.
About there. And it's a lot of, this is about that.
Now, does that vary from person to person due on, like, heights and stuff?
No. Yeah, marching band is difficult. Bottom line.
Right.
I'd say it's difficult. I'm going to miss it, though.
I haven't cried yet, which is shocking.
Really? I have not either.
I feel like state, I probably will.
I'm probably going to cry at state.
Or this weekend.
I'm going to cry on the drive home after state. That's where I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cry at state. I might.
I feel like if Leader starts crying, which she will probably.
Yeah, you just can't look at Leader. Yeah. That's the thing. As soon as I look at Leader, I'll start bawling.
I hope we do really good. If we do really well, then Leader's going to start crying.
I feel like she'll cry Saturday at Yankton.
Really?
If we do good.
If we do very well, yes, she would. But I don't know if we will.
How do you guys think future years are going to perform?
Future years? You know, I don't know. I hope well.
I mean, yeah.
I hope we do. I hope it continues to be good. You know? I don't know what's going to happen. Fingers crossed.
Won't be here, so we have no idea.
Exactly. Yeah. I think... Well, if Leader keeps up what she's doing.
I think it'd be good.
It'll still be somewhat, yeah.
Because I think every year's been, like, good. That
every
I've
year
seen,
has
anyways.
Been very, for the past, like, decade. What are you doing there?
My ear's hurt.
Oh. For the past, like, decade, the band has been very good.
Yeah.
And I hope that we're not the outlier to that. And not I think me. If everyone continue, if everyone, not continues to, but if everyone puts in a whole lot of effort, then I think we can continue to be great, you know? But it's all in those attitudes.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, that's what leader says, at least.
Attitude and effort.
Attitude and effort. And if some people like
just name drop.
Don't
okay.
put in effort. I'll bleep it. People just don't put in effort.
You well, know, there's some person else that I think is more unefforting.
Is there really?
We can always bleep.
We can always bleep.
I mean, you all know.
I know you're going to say
Do you think she's going to say
You're going to say
Yeah.
What about
I think it'd be
Yeah, it'd probably be
Just keep that all in, but
it's
bleep the name.
It's going to be so many bleeps.
It's going to be, like, so suspicious.
Oh,
you know
yes.
what, though?
Speaking of
You know what, though? If that person that we just bleeped out starts putting in a whole lot of effort, I think that they can be really good. If they start putting in a whole bunch of effort right now.
We're talking like a lot.
I'm talking the amount of effort that Grant and I put into marching band every day.
Times like five.
Times five.
Yeah, maybe.
That person could be very good. And could march. I think that person has it in them right now to march heel toe perfectly throughout the entire thing.
It's just, yeah.
There's the ability to. And I think everyone has that.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Playing beautifully, you know, that's, yeah, some people can, some people can't. I'm going to be honest with you.
I think people just have to realize that even if they don't care about marching band, they're still a factor to how good they are.
You're still a massive part of it.
Yeah, you're still a big factor to how well the team scores. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, without one person, it looks kind of weird.
You know how I said that a lot of it is everyone doing the same thing at the same time sort of thing?
Yeah.
How marching band is that? If you have 20 people, if you have 19 people doing the exact same thing and it looks beautiful, and you have one person in the middle doing it a half a beat off.
You can point them out.
You can point them out, and it doesn't look good, and it kind of ruins the entire thing.
So if one,
so you see how difficult it is.
I can get infuriating pretty quickly
yeah.
to me.
So we can all put in 100% effort. But we just have to make sure that everybody puts in 100% effort. And I think it's a possibility.
Yeah, I think the people that don't care just have to do it for the people that do care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put in
that
effort because
nice.
Everyone else is.
What's the point of doing an activity if you don't care for it?
That's what I'm saying, dog.
That's a wonderful question.
I never understand it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think that's all I've got.
Nice.
Cameron, you realize how podcasts have become good the more less rigid everyone is?
You see how everyone talked more?
How less there. Awkward it becomes.
Yeah.
And listeners, you see how less awkward it became.
You could probably like
Grant was talking without
tell.
Even being asked a question. Look at that.
Crazy.
Applaud. Look at that guy.
Applaud.
Applaud.
Also, applaud Cameron for.
Applaud Cameron. First podcast.
I could not hear my own voice when we were
I
clapping.
Couldn't even.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I thought it broke for a second.
Yeah. Thank you for podcasting, fellas. I really appreciate it.
I actually learned quite a lot, if you ask me.
That's wonderful. I did ask you. Thank you. That's wonderful to hear. Well, thank you for talking for half an hour.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. Got me out of journalism where I was doing nothing.
Do you have any words of wisdom for the band? You can go last. Cameron.
I think my words of wisdom would be...
Baby Drew, I'm not going to ask you.
Should I
ask me.
Should I say something Leader always says?
Yeah, sure.
From the beginning. Or again. Like, it again.
Do it again. From the beginning.
From the
Genesis.
Beginning.
Can I go next?
Grant's going to go next.
Fake it till you make it.
Good
that's
answer.
That's good. Okay, that's a lot
that's
better than
a
mine.
Good one. Baby Jar.
I don't want to say mine.
Baby Jar, what word of advice do you have for all the band people out there who don't know anything about band? You can't see reflection in boiling water.
I mean, that's a good saying.
I don't know nothing about band.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for interviewing.
Jack, do you have any words of wisdom?
Yeah, what about you?
Put in 100% effort. What did leader say? Invest in your community and they'll invest in you.
Aww.
Aw, how sweet.
What a
how
nice cute. Gal.
How cute. Also, go crazy during Capture the Flag. It's your only opportunity. That's my...
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Yeah.
That's what I would join band for. Capture the Flag.
Capture the Flag? It's pretty hype. We're not going to talk about it, though.
I'd run on
all fours and chase freshmen.
Well, bye. Since my dad does a lot of the announcing for football games and he announces our band when we march onto the field during halftime, I thought it would only be appropriate if... just listen.
Thank you for listening to the Crofton Warrior Podcast. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only Jack gets to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole. You can catch us on Instagram at Crofton Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Crofton Warriors on Facebook and Twitter, or if you just want Jack, that's at Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on next episode. A drum roll, please. Let's hear it for the Crofton High School Band. See you next time.
And that's why you're an announcer.